Jenna.
And this is Cassie.
And this is the Find Less podcast. And today, on this very rainy day that we are recording this, we are bringing you a little talk on relationships and kind of how to go through the complicated parts of relationships, how to navigate not only intimate, but also your friendships, your family, situationships, whatever, just relationships in general. We've made a few different podcasts like this, but this one's going to be just a little different. So
yeah,
we're going to just kind of kick it off, you know?
Do you want me to kick it off?
Yeah. Sure. I just pointed at her. Like, you go.
So I guess we'll ease into it. I know we always go on tangents later, so.
Correct.
But I guess we were just kind of talking about something that both of us have been going through recently, I guess, mm-hmm. is both of us obviously are in
romantic relationships.
Only took us this long to get here. every relationship, especially romantic relationships, mm-hmm. everyone's got issues. They're not necessarily, some are big issues, some people have little issues. No matter what, like, a romantic relationship, issues come up. Whether it's just not communication very well or just things happen.
Correct.
And so we've just noticed that we've kind of been just kind of going through like little things here and there. Difficulties, but nothing impossible.
Correct.
And so I guess I was just telling her, Jenna, that my boyfriend's really calm. He's a very calm and collective man. And I am from a family that's loud and aggressive, and the loudest one and more aggressive one always wins the arguments. And so...
Healthy.
Very. And so, for me, I was just kind of... It's kind of a learning curve for me to try to stay calm. And obviously, he's very, very masculine, and the energy comes off very, very strong, that I am thrown into my feminine energy really, really hard, which is great. That doesn't normally happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's really, really great. But he also stays so calm that, like, I can't in my head, like, yell because it's just out of pocket. Like, because he has the strong masculine energy, I can't, quote-unquote, in my head, like, disobey that.
Your ego is trying to...
energy. So, yeah. Like, he's staying calm and he's not getting aggressive. He will not. He has never once raised his voice, yeah. And he will not raise his voice.
And your ego is trying to fight that, being like, but I want to yell sometimes.
And sometimes I do want to yell, and I tell him that all the time. I'm like, dude, let me just fucking yell. He's like, no. I'm like, okay, I won't.
There's other healthy releases. Maybe,
of course.
You know, yelling's not bad as long as it's not directed at someone.
Correct.
And like, if you need to yell at the world, be like, God, I'm so stressed out about this. Like, that's totally fine.
And I do that.
That's totally fine. But, like, when you direct it at somebody, that is different.
Yeah, and I think that I've just always had relationships where, obviously, they weren't healthy. Clearly, if they are not where I'm at right now, clearly they weren't meant to be. So there was something wrong with them in general.
They're all a lesson.
So,
but it's how you're raised.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you, if we really think about it, like... From birth up until 18, you lived with your parents. You're used to this certain type of, you know, lifestyle of yelling or whatever when you do stuff. Or, you know, it's so hard, even though let's say we've been out of the house for literally 6 years, some of us more. That was 18 years, dude. You know how hard it is to break that pattern? And even if you were in your house for, let's say, 14, 15, like even less if you left earlier, it still was your, like, most important years you spent with those people. So, like, it's really hard to, like, it's not impossible, but it's really hard to rewire your brain. And also, you have to be super conscious and present all the time,
yep.
to catch yourself repeating those patterns.
Yeah.
Because we typically operate on autopilot where words just come out of our mouths and we're like, oh, shit, we said that?
Yeah, and I think it's just, like, so interesting because I have like, really... Like, my body does some of it naturally, which is great, because then I don't have to actually think about everything I'm saying or doing, like, to the T. But it's so interesting because, yeah, like, whenever we have a disagreement or argument of some kind, we do sit there, and we don't ever actually get mad. Like, you can tell that we're frustrated, or one of us is frustrated at least, because obviously there's some issue that we're bringing up, but for the most part, we literally don't raise our, like, no one's voice has been, like, is raised or anything, and it's so interesting sometimes, because I don't think, like, I'm still just, like, it's been 4 months, like, I'm not used to it quite yet, and I don't think I'll ever just, like, fully just be, like, used to it. Obviously, I'm doing it, but it is, it's so interesting on how, I just never would have thought that a relationship doesn't consist of yelling, doesn't consist of arguing or anything, and, like, we don't go to bed when we're angry. Like, if we have a disagreement and we are, like, getting through it, he literally looks at me, he's like, are you good? Can I go to bed? Because if you're not good, we're not going to bed yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, which is also, like, I've had exes that didn't give a fuck about that. And I've had, like, all the, like, past things, like, people didn't care about that. I remember I would go to bed with, like go to sleep in the middle of an argument with some of my exes, and then I'd wake up still pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just things like that, and, like, that doesn't happen anymore, which is obviously great.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely still, like, I'm, like, very much learning how to calmly explain myself or calmly express my feelings and emotions, and it's so strange that I'm, like, 24, almost 24 years old,
mm-hmm.
now learning these, like, things. Obviously, like, it's not something that people do just teach you.
I was gonna say, I don't think it's weird, because I think a lot of people our age are going through that. They're like, what the hell, bro? There's, like, a little baby inside my body, and it's, like, freaking out right now. Like, you have a kid within yourself, like, your inner child.
Yeah, I'm not pregnant, I swear.
Yeah. Well, no, I know, but you know what I'm saying.
Just so you know how you said that?
But you know what? I'm not pregnant either. I'm just saying we all have an inner child inside of us that was once us.
Correct. You just said you had a baby. We had a baby inside of us. It was just the wording.
We had a baby inside of us? No way.
Yes, I didn't realize
I said that. The only thing I'm pregnant with right now is protein donuts. So, well, that's the only thing I'm pregnant with. But, you know, that just wants to be heard and is hurt and, like, gets triggered by certain things. Like, our partners, yeah, to a certain extent, are supposed to, like, trigger us and bring those sides out so we can see them, those quote-unquote monsters, they're not really monsters, but those shadows out, so we can see them and we can be like, okay, shit, maybe what I went through, like, maybe, like, 20 times already, I'm actually still not through it. Because it's so interesting, like, healing, like, all the times I've been alone, and I've, like, it's literally like clockwork. Every summer, I have a hot spiritual girl summer. What that means for me, and we'll have another hot spiritual girl summer
of
talk,
course.
You know, for sure. That's coming your way, you guys.
You just be patient.
Yeah, just wait. We're almost there. But I would do all this work on myself, do all these things. I do everything for myself, and I'm literally so freaking happy. And also, like, yeah, when you're doing stuff like that, there's going to be a lot of people that throw themselves at you because they see you're in that energy and they want that. Like, they want that. They're not saying they don't want you, but they want that. You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely a perk.
And it's so interesting because you think you're, like, in my brain anyways, I think I'm like, wow, I'm, like, healed. I'm, like, doing perfect. Like, I'm literally the most amazing person ever, which I am in general. Like, hello. But, deadass. But when you get into a relationship, that's really when all that healing and stuff and testing comes and is put in work. Because I can tell you right now, in, like, a lot of my relationship, like, disagreements or arguments or, like, things we're going through, if it gets too intense for me, like, in my head, I feel like I don't do this during the argument, but, like, if we're not talking about the argument, I feel like I shut down and I'm just like, I'm just done. Like, I feel like I'm the person who is like, I'm not putting up with this shit. I've been through enough shit. I'm leaving. And I think it's a mix of I was fighting for the wrong people in the past. You know, like, fighting through when I should have just left versus now where I feel like, you know, this is a really important person. But I still do catch myself, you know, being like, I'm leaving. Like, in my head, I would never say that. But I do catch myself doing that and being like, no, I'm done. Like, I'm not doing this. I don't want to work through this. I don't want to go through this again. Like, I literally will say I don't want to work through this in my head. Because it's so hard for me, because I'm like, bro, like, what if? How we think to the negative, crazy. Yep. My brain just automatically, which I need to work on the shift, automatically thinks, well, what if I do all this work and it still doesn't work out? Then I did all of this for nothing.
Yep.
You know, so I have those thoughts too, you know, where in there might be an issue in the relationship, but the issue is also my mindset on the relationship.
Yeah.
And my mindset to want to quit and let go because I'm afraid of getting hurt, you know. And the biggest thing is like, once you let go of an outcome, what is there really to be scared of? Because if you really let go and just let it be, being if it works out or not, you'll have peace, you know. Think of the worst case scenario to a certain extent. Be like, okay, like detach yourself from that worst case scenario. That's what I had to do over the past couple weeks. I'm like, what is the worst case scenario? What is making my blood boil? And I thought about that. I got into that feeling and then I did a release process of letting that go. Being like, if this happens, I'm going to be okay. Like, I have myself. It's going to be fine. But also, to a certain extent, I need to also not think to the worst case scenario. Like, you know, I need to think, what if it does work out? Like, without being delusional. Like, I feel like as women, maybe even some men know, but mostly as women, I know women have a very strong sense of intuition. You know, that gut feeling when your gut tells you to do something and then you don't do it and then you realize you should have done it. Like those feelings. I feel like women have a really strong intuition to realize when something's not meant for them. I know in all my past relationships, I've had like aha moments where they weren't meant for me and I still continue to date them. So like where I haven't had that, you know what I'm saying? It's really just testing me right now and testing like my inner work that like, hey, you need to do this inner work. Like, this isn't done. You can't just run away. You can't just hide away from it. I had a conversation with a friend this weekend and they're like, per se, they're like, this worst case scenario happens or whatever, or doesn't happen, but you run away before it even happens because you don't even know if it's going to happen. It's like, what if right now you were just like, you broke up with this person, right? And she's like, you go and date another person. She's like, you know, the same cycle is going to happen over and over and over again.
Until you figure it out.
Until you work through this. And I was like, damn. Because I wasn't thinking like that. I was like, sometimes I am self-righteous and on my high horse. I'm not going to lie. Because, you know what I offer in a relationship and I give a lot. And like, yeah, sometimes I expect everything in return. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to be dishonest. Like, I want everything in return that I give out. And I give a lot. And it's not because, like, I just want to give to get it in return. I love giving. I just, like, it's so fun for me and natural and fills up my cup. But, like, yeah, I wouldn't be lying if I wouldn't say, like, I want exactly everything that I give in return. But, like, at the end of the day, like, nobody's like that. And, like, the issue is, like, if you think everyone's like that, I'm sorry, social media's got it twisted. Because I'm telling you, when I start comparing my relationship, which is actually, like, really good and going really well.
Really well.
Like, really well. Like, I compare it online because I see, like, I'm not going to lie. I don't get flowers every week. Do I want flowers every week? Hell the fucking yes. But I just want to state, like, flowers are something really, like, that I absolutely adore. But, like, you know, I'll go on, you know, TikTok or Instagram and, like, girls will be posting all these highlights of their relationship, but that's all they are highlights. Like, we're not really seeing, I think we get in this, or I at least, I don't want to project on anyone, I get in this narrow mindset of just focused on that. Like, that's the goal, flowers every week or something like that. When, like, I don't even know what they're going through. Because you could look at all these other, even famous people who their significant other, let's say Offset for a reason, like, you know, he did a lot of grand gestures for Cardi, but he cheated on her. You know what I'm saying? So, like, at the end of the day, we really don't know, you know? And I know my instinct in my relationship, my negative pattern that I'm turning around is, for one, auditing my negative thoughts when I go completely to, like, negative and tailspin about something that's not even true. And two, like, not letting myself quit, you know, over things, just being like, I don't want to work through this, or like, I'm not dealing with this, because my ego feels like it's been put through enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's an ego thing for me. I really think my ego is like, you don't need to go through this again, like, you're better than this. I really think it's, like, a self-righteous type thing that, like, I've been realizing that I'm, like, why do I think I'm, like, I know I'm not perfect, but, you know, the ego side of me thinks, like, a part of me is, like, perfect, and I'm, like, why do I think I'm more special than anyone else to a certain extent when I'm not? Like, I am special in my own lane, but, like, comparative to people, that's not a thing. Yeah. You can't compare a soccer to a basketball. You know what I'm saying? A soccer ball, not a soccer. But you know what I'm saying? I don't know what to use for an example, but, like, comparison really just, like, isn't... It is the thief of joy. Like, it's just not even a thing that should be in this world, but it... Here it we is. Are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, I saw a long, long time ago, like, there was this guy talking about, like... People always are like, oh, yeah, relationships are so beautiful 24/7. Like, when you're dating, it's so joyous and wonderful, and that's what everyone says. But then he was like, actually, that's bullshit. He said, your relationship, like, dating is supposed to be fucking hard.
It's hard.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because they said, he said, everyone always gets it twisted where they think that dating is
supposed to be. I saw this. Yeah.
So this guy says, like, dating is, or according to... social media. Yeah. Let me clarify.
Yeah.
Dating's
a walk in the park.
Everyone's like, oh, dating is going in cute picnics and cute pictures and doing all these cute memory things. Blah, 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 blah. And then when you get married, that's when you have, again, that's when you get to do all these, like, tough conversations and, like, because things are real.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy goes, that's entirely actually the fucking opposite.
It's backwards.
And think of it this way. Could you imagine what your other relation... I know for me, if I sat down and thought, like, when I was dating somebody in high school, I had two high school relationships. Thinking of, like, my... Okay, I had more than that. But my, like high school relationships, all we thought about was, oh, let's do some cute things. Let's go and do these cutesy little things. Let's take all these pictures. Let's make memories.
Which you can do, too. Which
is great.
But you need to have the hard conversations. But now I have
all these memories... quote unquote, with people that were not supposed to stay in my life for very long.
Yeah.
I would have found out a lot sooner if I would have sat down with significant others when I knew that one of my exes didn't even like my fucking family, and I'm sitting here like, that's fine, we'll worry about that when we're married. Yeah. Why the hell would I want to marry somebody that doesn't even want to be around my family? Not that I'm bestie booze with my family, but they should as fuck like my family. Like, they should not, I should not have to, like, pick and choose where we go for, like, Christmas or Easter. Like, I feel like it should be able to be genuinely a group discussion. Like, ah, oh, well, we went there last year. Maybe we should go here this year.
Yeah.
And vice versa. It should be, like, a group effort when it would definitely have not have been a group effort whatsoever. Yeah. But, like, we're sitting, like, I'm noticing in my relationship, and it's obvious to also see in yours. Obviously, I'm your bestie, so I know a lot of the things that go on.
Your bestie.
But, like, I feel like we're able to at least have these hard-ass conversations about legit shit. I would have never assumed that I would have had the conversations I have had with my significant other right now. Like, I would have not assumed that I would have had those. I would assume that those are things that I would have questioned in a year.
I don't even think I've had, like, in my past relationships, like, my past two before this, I don't even think we had, there was no, like, no hard conversations. Like, I went through shit with them because it was one-sided and there was manipulation and abuse and all that other stuff. But, like, this is, like, so different. Like, so different. And it's crazy because, like, guys, I love, like, Delulu world sometimes, okay? Like, I love being a princess. I love thinking, like, oh my God, I'm going to be a princess and a princess and come rescue me. Like, I feel like our generation was sold on that so fucking hard. Like, so fucking hard. And I feel like, for me anyways, what I was sold on, like, once you get into a relationship, that's, like, your perfect half. Like, it's going to be perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Like, no issues. Like, you're going to be the happiest you've ever been in your entire life. And I'm not saying that's not true, but, like, there's moments. It's like a wave. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to come up. You ride this wave, and it has to crash down. It has to regenerate. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have talked to you. I've talked to many people so many times that I'm like, wow, relationships are not what I thought they were going to be. And I don't even want to say, because we were saying just not only even intimate, family too. I was listening to Andy Frisella today. Love that man. If you have not heard the Real AF podcast, I highly suggest you go listen to that if you need to be motivated, if you have questions about life. Like, I'm dead ass serious. So good. Because there was a question today about a family member, and this guy was like, I feel like I don't have anyone to start my own business. Like, I'm not even close with my family, blah, blah, blah. And he was basically like, it's your job to reach out to your family. He's like, I know so many motherfuckers who basically you're just like sitting there letting your ego be like, well, people have to reach out to me. Or he was saying, people who post, make sure you see the people who are checking on you. Like, who are you checking on? Like, literally, which is so funny to me because I feel like I do a good job at checking on people. And I've had our friends be like, we should really check on you more, Jenna. And I'm like, yeah, you fucking should. Like, it's just not my job to reach out to you. Like, the fuck? Like, I'm always reaching out, you know? So, like, that's the same thing with family where I was kind of, like, hit in the face with that today where I was like, yeah, it's really not my parents' job to be up my ass anymore. Like, they were at one point. But I said, if I want to have a relationship, it's a two-way street. It's not just them. Like, I know in the past I've complained, like, oh, they, like, never talk to me. Well, I'm not reaching out to them. The fuck? Like, why am I acting entitled? Like, oh, they have to reach out to me. Like, that's crazy. Like, same thing with your friends, same thing with your family. Obviously you want it to be a balance of both people reaching out, but that might take time, because if you think about it, like, your parents have been through shit and you've been through shit. You probably put your parents through shit, they probably put you through shit. There's probably some healing that needs to take place and be done there. Like, you know what I'm saying? And like, however you want to go about that, like, however you want to have your relationship with your parents, if, like, you can literally talk to them once a week, you know what I'm saying? If you want a relationship with your family, it requires work on both sides. You can put in the effort, you know what I'm saying? And, like, if at the end of the day they ain't putting in effort, that's sad, that's unfortunate. Maybe send them a text a week, be like, hey, hope you're having a good week. Because some people are just stuck in their ways.
Yeah, you know? And I think it's crazy because obviously I've not had the best relationships with mine. It's been on and off, though, because I would say that, like,
it's like a wave, bro.
There were times where it was just fine.
Yeah, it's hard.
But at the same time, like, I think once I was able to actually tell my parents, or at least, like, I usually have more conversations with my mom. Once I was able to, like, talk to my mom and be like, hey, this is why I don't want to reach out. Like, I'll tell you exactly why I don't feel like I want to talk to you. Or why I don't, like, the issues. Once I brought up the issues, I feel like, so much relief went away. Because I was like, okay, now I don't feel like I'm holding something towards them.
Yeah.
That they don't even know about, technically. Whether they saw it or not.
Yeah, that resentment was released.
And then on top of that, hopefully, like, then it's their court. Like, are you going to still do XYZ things, which I have just said are the reasons I don't want to communicate, or reasons I'm not going to go out of my way for you. And obviously, like, that is, it's definitely starting to heal. Fun fact, it's her birthday today.
That's exciting. Oh my God.
So
happy
I did
birthday,
like,
Cassie's
out.
Mom.
So I did reach out and stuff like that. But, like, once it's, like, there, just, like, in all relationships, if you're having, like, issues, I feel like sometimes I don't want to, like, reach out to people if I, like, if there's, like, things that you have in the back of your head
stories,
against them,
yeah.
Or maybe it's just yourself. Like, sometimes, like, if I'm going through something, I'm not, like, my first thoughts are not all the time, like, oh my God, I hope everyone else is having the best fucking day.
Correct.
No,
correct.
Actually, everyone else can go to hell, too. But at the same time, like, I think that I will for sure try to make sure that if I know someone's doing something that day, like, if I know someone maybe has, like, an interview or something, like, important, maybe they have, like, a specific, like, appointment that they've been nervous about, or, like, something like that, I'm like, okay, I need to remember that they have this day.
Yeah, sure.
And I need to then either text them beforehand, or hey, after, like, hey, I just checking in, how's everything going?
Yeah, because the little things matter. The little
and,
things,
like,
matter.
I think that, obviously, like, we're not sitting here saying, like, you have to check in on your friends every single day.
No, God,
no offense,
nobody can do that.
It's a lot, because you're already going through every single day when you wake up.
You got life
dealing
you,
with
yeah.
yourself.
You got life.
If you have a significant other, you have that relationship putting, like, really obviously close to heart. You have all of your closest friends. I'm smart and only have three of them. But, like, that's... If I were to check in on everyone I truly cared about every single day, that'd be automatically like 100
people,
that's four.
Bro. That'd be 100 people.
Four people is still even a lot when if I have to make sure that I'm okay first.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, you are first to yourself. You might have a significant other. Great. They're second. Yeah, or maybe they're even farther in your list. I don't know, depending on if you have kids, pets, whatever. However your order of people goes, you know, everyone thinks them differently.
Whatever, I'm not going to say anything.
That's why I'm saying
she
knew, it.
She looked at me, she's like, because I was like, I'm about to argue right
We're
now.
We're not arguing it. I'm just simply saying, however you rate whatever is going on in your life, you should be your first. I know for like...
A pet over a person, bro.
Hey.
Kids over your significant other, bro. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. You can go. We had an argument.
You know how I think. I'm saying this shit. I'm saying this shit, and I'm getting you all riled up. Because you know how I view it, too.
You know, we... Side note. We had, like, a conversation with guys we were friends with. Because there's this thing going around on TikTok where they're like, who would you put first? Like, your mom, your wife, or your kids.
Or your daughter, I think.
Or your kids.
I thought they just said the three girls in your life. So, like, I think they said daughter or something like that. But maybe kid, some, any kid, I
but
guess.
But basically, yeah, it was just triggering. Because I think all these college boys were really wrong. Like, some of them even put their mom first. And I'm like, that's how you're going to get divorced so quick. I'm telling you.
Like,
you
that's
ain't,
crazy.
You ain't bagging a woman if your mama comes first. Straight up.
Like I said, I could understand if you wanted to put your kids first. Don't get me wrong. Like, I understand if that was your mindset, but at the same time...
You know, the relationship, in my opinion, comes before the kid. Because with how... Where'd that kid come from? Did it come from you? It came from your relationship.
Hey.
So you and your partner, you know what I'm saying, but I'm explaining it for the people in the back. You and your partner need to be a united front. Then your kid comes first. It's not like a life or death situation, because the guys were taking a life or death situation. I said, of course I would sacrifice myself for my kid, but, like, I want to be chosen, bitch. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? I'm not calling you guys bitches. I'm just exclaiming the word bitch. But sometimes I have to reiterate that. But just in general, how the hierarchy goes, like, mama's going last. It's your relationship needs to go first, because how are you guys, if you're going to put your kid first, how are you going to decide on co-parenting or anything? Like, how is anything ever going to work out? Because that kid's just going to run the goddamn show. So, that's what I mean.
I think that it's crazy. I don't care how much you love your mama. And if I was best...
Boy moms are the worst.
Don't get me wrong.
Sometimes, with love, I don't want to actually shit on boy moms. I mean, like...
It's the
moms that are obsessed with their sons.
Let's clarify because boy moms are great. There's a lot of great boy moms.
So I take that back. I didn't mean it that way.
It's the ones that can't get over their like first or last child.
Yeah,
specifically because I mean everyone knows middle childs get fucked. So sorry if you're a middle. You know it. Everyone knows it. So like
I don't know if that's true.
Name one person who. For some reason has a favorite child and it's their middle one. Said no one. You either like your first one because, oh, it's your first. Or it's the
you
last.
You know what my mom
the
says?
Baby.
She doesn't pick favorites.
She had two.
Yeah, she doesn't pick favorites.
She doesn't like either of you. I'm just kidding.
I was like, she loves me.
Yeah.
And my sister. So I want to clarify that because she doesn't pick favorites.
Yeah, well, mine did.
Your mom.
And it's not me. Which was kind of shitty.
So...
I'm the goddamn baby, bitch.
What's the your mama jokes?
I should be the fucking favorite, okay? I was a good kid.
Because your mom wanted boys.
But no, they just didn't want any more kids.
That's crazy. They only wanted to have one and done.
My dad did.
Cheapskate. No, I'm just kidding. I get
he was like, I'm over this shit.
That's crazy. Come on, dad.
I know. But it's all right. No, I think it's just crazy, though, to think that anyone that has a child or a wife, because obviously in this scenario, it was your wife. And it was like, you have a wife, you have a family, obviously. And your mom's still alive.
If you don't have a wife, you have
your mom's still in the picture.
You have no family. Like, if without a wife, you ain't having a happy life.
There's literally a saying for that. But you know, it's just like crazy.
It's actually happy wife, happy life.
Yes. And I just think it's, like, crazy, though, that there is people in this world that do be still chosen their... And we all know them. We've all seen them in the movies or the TV shows, like, those controlling-ass fucking moms.
Because those moms are real. Like, I'm telling you,
they are real moms out there. They're a real thing. And I think it's crazy. I couldn't imagine dating a son that had a mom like that. Like, I haven't.
You know...
I will say, it's
absolutely... I literally
That's right.
He is too much of a mama's boy. He said, literally point blank, well, wherever my mom wants to move, that's where I'm going to move. So he's like, I think she's going to move to Florida. Like, I'm going to move right next to her. Like, have the house right next to her.
And, like...
And I was like, no.
It's...
That's just a no for me. Like, I'm sorry. Like, love family. But, like, I don't want your mom right next to us. She can live in the same town as us, but, like... Dude, and, like, the fact that you're gonna move where your mom wants to move, like...
That's crazy.
And they're... I think they live, like, a block... Not a block away. Maybe, like, 5 minutes away now. Like, if you're a mama's boy, that's fine. But, like, you're not for me. And I'm taken, so...
Not for me either. I'm also taken. I'm taken by a man that correctly said the hierarchy that said, wife, kid, mama.
Period.
Boom!
Yeah, so mama goes last.
Mama, get last. But that's okay. But
I respect the same thing out of my kid. When I have a son, I'm good, babe.
I'm gonna be honest. I think I'd actually yell at my child for even thinking that I should. Like, no offense. Let me say this. In a perfect world. Let me clarify, because shit can happen. But the perfect world would be me having my husband.
The sun's coming outside now.
I know. What a great day.
It was storming and not sunny.
But in a perfect world, me, I'd have my husband, right? Okay? We have kids. Great. They're getting older. They're finally out of the house, all having, like, getting married themselves, trying to make their own families, right?
I'm going to cry.
And I'm going to be completely honest with you, and if one of my fucking kids has the audacity to try to be like, well, my mom needs me. Like, bitch, son, no offense. That's what your dad's for.
What did Nikki say? What did Nikki say? She's like, something, bitch, you ain't my stepson. Or I don't even know what she said.
She ain't my motherfucking stepson.
Yes! Literally, like, I'll be like, get your pansy ass out there. Like, and no, the thing is, you're not going to raise a man who's acting like a woman. So you will not have that problem.
Correct.
Like, ain't no real man going to be a bitch and act like that. In my opinion, and like I said, I feel bad because I feel like I'm shitting on mama boys now.
Well, a little bit.
But, like...
You wanted my honest opinion.
Guys, I'm sorry if I'm hurting your feelings. I'm sorry. This is my personal preference. My personal opinion doesn't need to be yours. But, like, if a man is like that, he's too feminine. Like, he was not... Where's his dad? Like, that's my question. Where's your fucking dad at? Like, was your dad present in your life? I'm not saying, like, mama's boys are terrible. Because, like, some of them might not have dads. And I can see that. And I think
that that's where a lot of them come into play.
I do feel bad. You know, you cannot choose where you come from. Or if you come from a broken family or not. But I also want to state there is, not trying to say like therapy, but there is things you can do to gain more independence and step more into your masculine. That's a lot of work that you have to do, though. Like, that's not, you know, like, you have to do that as a man.
And I think that, and obviously there are some girls that love mama boys. Like, Don't say that, like, don't
I'm
think
also
that
not
you're
trying
not
to say
find,
that
like,
girls are perfect, because there's some girls who are way too much in their masculine, well, that men don't want. Victor Wembanyama, whatever the fuck his name is, basketball.
Okay.
From France. Sorry, this popped into my head. He literally went on the record and said, I do not like to date American women. And they're like, why? He's like, they're too masculine here. He's like, I like women from France. He's like, they're lovely and they're soft and they're sweet.
I could see that.
Because we here are, like, just... doing our own shit.
Because we did have this whole movement for us women to empower women, which is great. Not knocking it. But I also see the downfall.
Yeah, there's... It's definitely like women are like, let's work corporate jobs. And now women hate it. Now they're like not all women, but...
But I will say that if you gave me the opportunity to stay home sometimes, I wouldn't...
I love to stay home and bake. Straight up, I did that today. I baked donuts for my small business, and it was fucking amazing because I listened to podcasts. I got to watch, like, have Pretty Little Liars on in the background. Like, it was great. And then I got to sit my ass down. I was like, this is awesome. And then guess what the best part was? My boyfriend actually came here on his lunch break, and I got to make him a homemade lunch. And that made my day. Like, making him a homemade lunch made my fucking day. Literally. I was like, I'd be happy to do this every day. I would love to make him breakfast. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
See, I got a man that can cook, and I like when he cooks. But I am cooking him dinner
he
tomorrow.
He cooks too. Yeah, he's cooking me this weekend. He's like cooking me dinner, not cooking me.
Well.
I wouldn't even, that's not even sexual because like it just sounds like, oh.
It doesn't sound sexual. It doesn't it just sound like a good one.
Gross. So that's not what's happening. But like, I just like, I don't know. It just like fills my cup. Doing things for people I love. Like, even if, like, you were staying over and you came over for lunch, I'd be so fucking pumped. Just be like, oh my god, I get to make her lunch, you know?
Yeah.
I like doing that shit. Like, some women are all different and we all go through different phases because, trust me, like, I have my corporate girly phases. Like, I really do, where I'm just, like, super more in my masculine, but I feel like now I'm with somebody who allows me to be more in my feminine. So, like, low-key, I'm having a hard time getting in my masculine for work, which I kind of need to be. So, like, that's the only downfall for me right now with my relationship is that I'm, like...
You just have to find the switch.
I'm a little too laid back. Yeah, so I need to, like, find a healthy balance, you know? And I think we all have to find that healthy balance in different situations, different scenarios, you know?
Not to backtrack, I guess we technically got off topic.
We did.
No, I was just thinking, I thought about this earlier, and it actually just popped into my head very randomly. It has nothing to do with what we were just talking about. It goes entirely back to our prior conversation.
Totally good.
You were saying about something that you were realizing that you needed to work on. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I have come to this realization about?
Tell me.
I can't remember if I told you, but if I did, so this might be a repeat for you, but new to the peeps.
New to the peeps.
So my boyfriend was gone for, he was just out, like, going to hang out with friends in different states. So he was gone for a week. And I was sitting there thinking, like, long distance, right? And, because that was a possibility. Not really, it's still potentially a possibility, but not as...
Soon
as we originally had thought. Which is great news. But I was talking to one of my old friends in South Dakota, and I was like... sitting there, and I always thought I was so good at long distance relationships because every single one was.
Me too. I can do long distance.
Like every single relationship I had,
no problem,
has been long distance.
Yeah.
And I mean, eventually I was able to like live with one and stuff like that too, but it started off 5 hours away. Like it wasn't like we were just like with each other the whole time.
Yeah.
But I realized how I got through the long distance. And it's really shitty. Not like that.
Drinking?
No. Maybe. No. I learn to live without them. And I make it okay. I disassociate myself with fully feeling that they are gone. And I just... they're there somewhere. But I, like, put them in the category in my head of, like, a distant friend. And then they come every, like if I were to hang out with them, like, me and my ex were dating 5 hours apart, it was every other weekend we would see each other, so, like, every 2 weeks, basically. And so, on that week, I'd be like, oh, can't wait to see you. But, like, I didn't, if I sat and, like, was in my feelings, I'd cry every day.
Yeah.
Like, I don't fucking want to be away from, like, a person I love. And so I realized I just... I was, like, taken, but alone.
Yeah.
Is how I always felt.
It's the comfortability.
Oh.
I don't know how to say it right now. It's the comfort of knowing you have somebody, but they're not there and they don't have to bother you. Because I feel the same way. It was the comfort of knowing, like, I don't know necessarily if I would disassociate, but it was the comfort of knowing I had somebody there on the other side. But I could, like, be alone, do my own thing, and, like, do-to-do-to-do. Like, having that person, you know?
See, and it was... I think that's what really went wrong, and, like, a huge issue, I should say, in my last relationship because we went from 5 hours away. Obviously, we had planned, yes, we were going to live with each other, but it was supposed to be in May. COVID fucked that up because it happened to be COVID year at the same time where I got thrown in in March, which, cool, I get to, like, live with my significant other sooner than later, but we physically, I had literally learned to live without him.
Yeah.
And, like, subconsciously not knowing. Like, it wasn't like I was planning that out.
So you already were, like, basically broken up with him.
But not, like, not really, because I did still have feelings and care.
Correct.
But I then had to see him every day where I was like, okay, now I have to figure out how to live with them.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like it would have been obviously a lot easier being closer. How
interesting.
But it was 5 hours away.
You know what I'm saying, though? But you guys lived together and you realized it was never going to work out anyways.
Yeah, so realized a lot bigger issues were there. Yeah, so, like, that was good.
What a blessing that actually all that stuff happened sooner rather than later. Because if you look where it all led in your life, like you and I reconnecting, like that was the most beautiful time that shit could have happened. Even though at the time you're like, this is the worst time this could possibly happen.
Yep.
Everything that came from that relationship has been like,
oh yeah,
relatively good. Obviously lessons in there, but like,
and I mean, you know. Honestly, I do sit and think like there's multiple times a day where, especially like still now going through school, I'm like, if I was smart and stayed at my first college, I would have graduated.
Yeah. Where would you be?
I would have already had my degree, but then I also think, like, well, I would have never met the people I moved in, like, because of the, like, how things worked out, like, me moving in with my ex, and then us breaking up, and me moving in with random girls right away, and meeting all their friends, then getting introduced to the downtown scene, running back into you, running back into all these, like, different friend groups, and I'm not saying that I was proud of every single second of them, because I definitely did some things that I would take back. But at the end of the day,
you got to get rid of those what ifs because they're already in the past.
But at the end of the day, me being here, what were the chances of me being able to find this person 3 years of being single at freaking Dell's bar one night because he was like, he was brought in with a friend?
Yeah, you know, and like,
things happen so crazy.
And for a reason.
I genuinely, as much of a shit show as it has been, I have genuinely been really grateful for the opportunity. And yeah, now does it suck that I can't just up and leave if he needs to leave?
Well,
of course it sucks.
It doesn't suck. It's a setback. It's more like, oh damn, like that's kind of lame. But it doesn't suck because you're not, you know.
True. I will say that I think that
the reframing, some reframing on when it happens is gonna have to be done. And it's not just you, like I need to do reframing. I think we all need to do reframing and realize, like, you know, you're expressing your feelings, like how you feel, like, yeah, it's kind of sad, you know, it's gonna be kind of sad, but like we also have to reframe, like, but there's so many endless like opportunities and possibilities for him, for you. You might be able to travel to a different place, you know what I'm saying? Like there's always good that comes out of situations that we're not the most fond of. You know?
Yeah, and I think that, honestly, it was really funny because when I was going through this all with my friend, I was, like, realizing, I was like, you know what? Maybe I have to be thrown with distance again because maybe through this relationship, I'm supposed to learn how to fucking figure it out.
Yeah, I was like, you gotta learn. There's a different takeaway that needs to be taken away from it.
And obviously, like I said, obviously, like, right now, it's a change of type of like distance, and so it's still an unknown type of distance, which is totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very interesting because I think that, like I said, I always just assumed, like, oh, I'm good at long distance, I got that shit. I don't got that shit.
I don't think anyone has it. I think you just learn how to make it work and what works for you guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's like, yeah, long distance is easy. Any couple, nobody says that. Watched the Iowa game, remember that there was this married couple that we met, and
which is wild how the coincidence that we were literally, okay, Jenna, side story. let's set the scene for you guys. We went to
the best bar ever.
We went downtown. We were just like trying to get, we were literally going to get, I don't think we were drinking. We were
no, we had waters.
Yeah, we grabbed an appetizer and
watched the Iowa, game when Iowa won.
It was not the like final game.
Obviously. But it was against UConn.
But we were sitting there, and me and Jenna were just talking. I had just got news that potentially my boyfriend was gonna leave.
Yep.
And move 3 hours away. I was upset a little bit by a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I literally told her, I was like, I don't want to do this fucking shit over again.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, I was just like very frustrated, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then we were just like, literally just chilling. Like, it was just like, we were just having our little conversation. All of a sudden, we end up, I don't remember how the conversations did end up coming
you
between
know,
the two
I
of us.
I know how it came through.
Oh.
Because Cassie was saying before we were sitting down, I'm not even an Iowa fan. And they were like, oh, well, you better not sit here. And I was like, yeah, you tell her. Because we were all wearing Iowa gear. So that's how the conversation started.
Wow.
But we were talking sports with him a bit.
Yep. A lot, actually.
Yeah, a lot of it.
It was mostly about sports.
Yeah, a lot of it. But during the end, we started to, like, get to know them a little bit more. If you want to share what we learned.
Oh. Yeah, so, like, obviously we were talking about sports when the sports games were playing, but then when there was commercials and stuff, we kind of, like, chit-chat about, like,
personal
we were getting
shit.
Personal, and it was, like I said, it was a younger-ish couple. Like, they were still in their 20s.
I would say late 20s or 20s. Early 30s.
Yeah, yep. Maybe almost
maybe,
30.
Maybe almost 30,
but they
were,
I think they were a little under, like, late 20s, and they were, like, talking to us, and they were saying that they,
like,
yeah,
what they do,
what
occupation.
They were doing, and the girl was saying that they, like, met when they were in Iowa, and then graduated, went to entirely different areas for their careers. But
she's
they got
in
married.
Lacrosse. Yeah, so she's in lacrosse right now, actually.
Yep.
And he's up in
the
Minnesota
city.
Somewhere.
He's up in the cities. And he's, they said, because
he's a strength and training coach, I think.
For up, like, a college up there.
Yep.
And they were talking about how it was really funny for them because they had been together the whole time, got married.
And now they're doing
then,
long distance.
But now
they're not even
married.
Living together.
They said it's been 3 years of marriage, but they've been able, it's been 1 year of them having to be apart. So they had 2 years of being married, being together, and now they're apart. They've been apart for a year.
Yeah.
As a married couple.
Yeah.
And they said, they even, like, they were, like, looking at me, they said, like, I know that it sounds like it sucks to do distance, but they're, like, honestly, like,
they, like,
it's like it's working.
Yeah,
and
they meet in the middle and they have fun. Like, they, it's, I thought it was so cute and wholesome. Like, they literally, like, I mean, she's in lacrosse right now until she gets moved to Madison, she was saying.
Yep, and they said that they were gonna try to move together. Like, they're planning on obviously
moving
together and they're gonna, like,
Madison,
be able to figure it out.
But it was so just, like, cute hearing them talk about it, and then, like, yeah, like, he literally, obviously, like, because they're married, he came here, like, they're watching this game, they're making it work, like, they get to see each other on the weekends, because usually they have the weekends off.
Yeah.
You know, if he's being a strength and training coach, like, that's throughout the week, typically. But yeah, it was just, like, so endearing and so funny that, like, we ran into these people, and, like, to see their marriage, and, like, just to, like, feel the energy off of them, they just, like, they're a good couple. Like,
yes.
I love them. I don't even know them that much, but, like, I enjoyed interacting with them. They were super cute, wholesome, like, just great people. Just fucking great Midwesterners, I gotta say. People from the Midwest do it the best.
And I think it was really just, like, interesting for the two of us, because we had just, like I said, I had just found out, like, I was going through it, and, like, of course, obviously, hearing those, like, that stuff from complete strangers.
It's like confirmation.
It was really, was really, like, okay, like, everything's gonna be
chill
fine
out.
By the end.
Chill out.
Obviously, it is, because clearly that's not happening for a minute, so whoop,
whoop. Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I think it was just crazy, because any of you that have listened to us since we've started this little podcast, that was 2 years ago, since our first, like, release that
Correct.
We didn't tell anybody about. But,
Correct.
We didn't have, like, this type of, like, confidence in a relationship, or, like, this mindset of a relationship either. And I feel like we both, obviously,
you just learn as
we've
the years grow
so
on, you're growing. It's like a fucking tree. It's like a flower. You know what I'm saying? That's how you should be growing. And it's uncomfortable. It's not like, oh my God, this is so much fun.
No, these suck.
Like, it's not,
like,
fun
with love.
Ripping,
like,
off the DeLulu glasses. I'm telling you right now, it's a
hard.
Rude awakening. So if you can slowly take them off and not be as delusional as me sometimes, or, like, I don't even want to, like, because I don't want to bag on myself and say I'm delusional. I just think sometimes I have very unrealistic expectations because I expect so much and I don't know where that comes from. I don't know if it's because I think I'm, like, perfect in a relationship. Like, I want to say that, perfect in a relationship. just because, like, outside, I don't think I'm a perfect person. I know I'm not, you know, but, like, I don't know, if you can just, like, take little lessons from, like, what we're sharing or learn something or be like, oh, that's interesting, something to keep in mind, or maybe something you might be, like, struggling with or have gone through, and now you're like, okay, when I go through this experience again, I can look new. Or even if you're not in any intimate relationship, in your relationships at home or with your friends, like, if you really audit when you're getting, like, triggered and stuff like that, and sit back and be like, oh shit, like, why am I letting this person get an emotional response out of me? Like, that's a lesson that's showing you, that's something you need to work on. If someone's, like, really triggering, pissing you off, that's not their problem. Like, yeah, if somebody's being an asshole, like,
there's, I was just saying, you know, you'll know when there's a difference.
But, like, yeah, that's just the shit that's telling us, like, oh shoot, we need to work on this, you know?
Yeah, and I think, and like I said, it's not, at the end of the day, you just have to remember, like, if you all, like, whoever you're getting in, like, issues with, or, like I said, whether that's your friend, whether that's your significant other, whether that's
family,
you have to remind yourself in the back of the back of your head, and the person you are arguing and struggling with, like, hey, I'm not, like, you have to remind yourself, like, if you're struggling with your friend about communication issues,
you guys have different communication styles.
You have to remember that it's not your friend that you hate.
Yeah.
You have to remind yourself, like, if you care about the problem. Correct. If you care about this person enough to keep them.
Yeah.
Because obviously if you're about to dip, just dip. Yeah. Like, don't even fight. If you're about to, like, leave this person, friendship, relationship, whatever, leave. Like, it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. It's really just not. But if you are wanting to stick and go through this shit, whatever it is, you have to remind yourself that you are going at this problem and not, like, targeting your significant other or your friend or your family.
You're a united team together. You're a united team together. And it's, like, you guys versus whatever the fuck it is.
And it will make things so much easier, because then you can hopefully, instead of raising your voices or doing things, you can sit down and have, like, a talk. I've seen so many things about, and I want to try to implement them too. Like, it's not that I do them currently, but I do think that there's so many cool videos of people saying, like, yeah, every week or every month we sit down and we, like, talk about what's going great. We talk about what's not. Mm-hmm. We have, like, a little household meeting, mm-hmm. or, like, a relationship meeting. And, like, you think that those are stupid, but that you have to have those.
You gotta create, like, the relationship you want. Like, you get to create the relationship you want. It's not just gonna magically happen, you know, and that's something that I thought, it's just all gonna fall into place, they're gonna be perfect in all these areas I've written down, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you get to create that, and that's, you know, we actually started doing weekly check-ins, literally this last week, where I'm like, okay, like, we're doing this. We brought it up a lot in the past, but it hasn't been done, and I'm like, it's, like, go time. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, this is a routine that I need, and I'm like, that you need, and that we can better learn to support and come together as a team. And that's the whole point at the end of the day, that you're a team with your people, you know?
And I think, like, we implemented it on our date nights. Mm-hmm. Like, and I know that you think of date night as being, like, a great, fun night, but we implemented that.
Get deep.
It's supposed
on date
to
nights.
Be,
yeah.
We dedicate, we don't just sit and watch a movie. We don't sit and do that. We literally we have the games that have, like, questions that you wouldn't ask out mm-hmm. of the blue. It's, like, things that you would have to, like, oh shit, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
And if we have issues, like, that's when we need to talk about them, because at the end of the day, like, neither me or my significant other is going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, we both want the relationship to work, so we're going to sit here and we're going to, like, talk about it. And it might be hard as hell to bring a concern
up
to your significant other.
It's very uncomfortable.
It's not something that you want to do. It's not something, mm-hmm. like, it feels like you're shitting on somebody that you, quote-unquote, love. So, like, it's hard for us to, like, and just sit there and be like, yeah, you're doing XYZ fucking wrong. It's not something we want to say, because at the same time, we don't know how the other person's going to react.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you and your significant other or your friend or your family, I hope that you guys are able to somewhat create a, like, a space that feels like you can and are allowed to express those without someone flipping a fucking switch and getting, mm-hmm. like, going ape on you. Mm-hmm. Because the last thing, I will say that if Jenna were to be super, super upset and literally, like, stop talking to me if I brought something to her attention that I wasn't okay with, I would never tell her.
Yeah.
If I didn't like something. Yeah. I would never feel safe. So if you, as a girl or as a boy in a relationship or friendship or whatever the fuck, if you always have an exaggerated reaction to someone, something said, like,
you're not a safe space to communicate.
It's not a safe space. And if you don't say anything, it's not going to be helpful either.
Yep, that's stonewalling. Don't
stonewall. So
you got to work through your shit. You got
to
learn.
You have to figure it out.
And you know what? If you can't talk about that thing right now, you say, hey, you know, to whoever you're talking to, I love you very much. This is really a lot for me to process. I'm going to need X amount of time, and we're going to come back and talk about this. Simple as that, that's literally what you have to say. And I know in the heat of the moment when our emotions get, like, you know, all flustered and stuff, it's not easy to say that. But that's the work you have to do. That's the work we all have to do. Because there's times, too, where I'm like, I need a minute. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's literally what you have to do.
And hopefully, when all said and done, you either figure out it's your person, or a friend that's a long life friend, or
if you want to continue to have a relationship with your fam,
all the above,
or if you need to keep them at a distance and be like, no thanks, I'm good, you know what I'm saying?
But hopefully you're able to, like, work through those and actually, like, make it safe for yourself too.
Yeah, even better for yourself, literally.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, thanks for coming along for this freaking ride again.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's also really sunny here now. So
yeah, bro, the sun's shining. I'm
clearly
like, I'm
this
about
conversation.
To stand in it. We just brightened up the
we
world.
We brightened everyone's day,
literally. But you guys, thank you so much for listening. We hope you have the most amazing Sunday. Please share this podcast if you feel inclined, like it impacted you. Give us a 5-star rating, and we appreciate you guys. Have an amazing, blessed Sunday.
Thank you.